Welcome back to another installment in our continued series examining the Pittsburgh Steelers and the NFL draft, specifically the greatest draft picks round by round in Steelers history. Today it's time to examine second round selections, and as always,
I'm right, he's wrong.
When you look at this list of the best of the best from the Steelers' second rounds, you know, one of the previous criteria we had used to separate these players was who was in the Hall of Fame and who was not. Can't do that with this list because five of these guys are in the Hall of Fame.
Is that all?
That's all. I'm going to go old school here and give a little shout out to Ernie Stautner. Now, you know, Ernie Stautner, a lot of Steelers fans, current Steelers fans, might not know him. For this one reason, he is the only player in franchise history to have his jersey officially retired. Ernie Stautner is the defining player of this franchise's first quarter of a century, and over the first 14 years of his season, Stautner only missed one game, that coming in 1953. He finished with 23 fumble recoveries in an era where, you know, defensive stats were kind of sketchy. He was a 9-time Pro Bowl selection. He was first-team All-Pro once, second-team All-Pro four times. There weren't a lot of players in the league then, or necessarily as many teams as there are. Second-team All-Pro meant Ernie Stautner was one of the four best defensive tackles in the entire NFL, and there were some pretty good players in the league at that time.
Yeah, it's a crowded group of Hall of Famers, but the one I'm going to take, Bob, is Jack Lambert, second round, 1974. And the reason I'm going to do that, I could go with Jack Ham just as easily. I could go with Dermonte Dawson, a center who was actually better than Hall of Fame center Mike Webster, if you talk to people around here who knew both of their games. But Jack Lambert, for all the photographs of him snarling and toothless and all of the famous incidents, slamming Cliff Harris to the ground and being the physical force and the intimidator and the prototypical middle linebacker bad guy, he was a great technician and a great player. He could cover down the field. He could intercept the ball. He was as reliable as they come for as long as he played with the Steelers, although his career was cut short by a turf toe injury. Jack Lambert came from Kent, Ohio, and wound up in Canton, Ohio, and he is my all-time second-round pick.
Yeah, and just a quick shout-out to Jack Ham, truly a transcendent player in terms of the development of the NFL from the game that it was to the game that it is today. That does it for round two. We will conclude our series next with a look at round one here exclusively on Steelers.com.